With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila.
Cleanergy Solutions plans to build an ammonia pipeline and terminal at Walvis Bay to support green fuel export. Construction has been scheduled for 2029. Namport has allocated land and is investing in infrastructure in the meantime, while Cleanergy is committing 3 billion euros to scale up hydrogen and ammonia production. We spoke to Namport CEO Andrew Kanime about safety and best practices as well as the way forward.
We have the basic infrastructure in place. If I talk specifically about the port of Walvis Bay, all that we need to do now is actually to construct and put up the necessary pipelines that will actually carry the green ammonia from the plants where it's actually produced to be hauled to the vessel that will actually export. As a commercial public enterprise, we need to ensure that before we do any investment, there is a business case. All I can assure you is that the basic infrastructure is already in place. What is missing is that pipeline that needs to be a link between the vessel and the plant where the green ammonia is exported.
Headline inflation eased to 3.2% in August, down from 3.5% in July and below forecast. The slowdown was mainly due to softer food prices as better regional rainfall improved crop yields. Food inflation dropped from 6.1% in July to 5.2% in August. FNB economist Helena Mboti explains.
Transport costs stayed in deflation at -1.0%, still pulling overall inflation lower, while housing and utilities inflation slowed to 3.4%, helped by softer electricity tariffs despite rising water supply costs. Core inflation also eased to 3.6%, but remains above headline inflation, reflecting sticky pressures in the services and the rental sectors. So looking ahead, inflation is expected to end the year slightly lower than expected at about 3.5%, but in the absence of new shocks, headline inflation is projected to rise cyclically in early 2026 as base effects dissipate, especially from the transport sector.
Over 20 Namibians have reportedly been arrested in Angola while refueling their cars. A petition sent to Angolan authorities says the motorists were detained in Onjiva and Santa Clara and several vehicles seized. It accuses Angolan police of abuse of power and calls for the release of those held. The Namibian police say the petition has been referred to headquarters for further investigation. Former diplomat Ambassador Pius Dunaiski weighs in on the development.
The situation in the southern part of Angola is very desperate socioeconomically. It's also the question of the smuggling of fuel, to which Namibia lost maybe 350 million Namibian dollars last year in income. The situation is growing out of control, and I think we as a country must seriously address the issue. This matter should actually go to the Ministry of International Cooperation and Trade, because justice is not just a question of arresting people, but also making sure that our cooperation is not only about politics, not only about economic, but we should also make sure that both countries, we come together and protect our human beings.
French media company Canal Plus has taken control of South Africa's multi-choice, creating a media group that operates in nearly 70 countries. The companies said in a joint statement that the combined group will have a workforce of 17,000 employees and serve more than 40 million subscribers. Canal Plus says the deal strengthens its reach across Africa, Europe, and Asia. And a Chinese journalist jailed 4 years after documenting the early phases of the COVID-19 outbreak from the pandemic's epicenter was sentenced on Friday to 4 more years in prison. Reporters Without Borders told Reuters. Diane To reports.
Zhang Jian had already served a 4-year prison sentence after she posted accounts of the early spread of the coronavirus from the epicenter of Wuhan. The citizen journalist was first arrested in 2020. It followed months of her reporting on crowded hospitals and empty streets that painted a more dire picture of the disease than the official narrative. Her imprisonment had sparked protests in Hong Kong, with the U.S. State Department calling it a sham prosecution. Zhang was released in May 2024 and detained again 3 months later, according to RSF. It said Zhang's Friday sentencing, again for provoking trouble, follows her reporting on China's human rights abuses. The group is urging the international community to push Beijing to free her.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.